ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हाउ कैन यू कंट्रोल योर सेंसेस बिकॉज दिस आंसर हाउ दिस आंसर कम हियर आई सॉ योर फॉलोअर्स आर ईटिंग सो मच एंड दिस इज नॉट परफेक्ट एग्जाम्पल ऑफ ए सन्यासी बिकॉज दिस एंड्स आर मूविंग हियर देयर दैट मीन्स देयर इज सम स्वीटमीट्स समवेयर हियर Finally, started unnecessarily to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami make the point: if one become offensive at the feet of spiritual master, then he definitely become offensive to other Vaishnavas, and finally he also offend the Supreme Lord. In this way, his whole spiritual master and necessary spiritual life completely destroyed. So that's why one must be very careful. If you want to progress in path of devotional service, one must serve the spiritual master. This is the only way to pleasing Krishna. That's why every day, Prabhupada very intelligently gave up this program. Every day in morning hour, in Brahma Murtha we chanting Guru Vashtakam. Even his Guru Mpani in Gaudiya Mats, they don't chant Guru Vashtakam in Mangala Arati. But we chant Guru Vashtakam and last verse is telling, Yasya prasada Bhagavat prasada. Sakya dharitvena samasta sastra. There is no difference. If you cannot please your guru, you cannot please Krishna. How can you know that Krishna is pleased with you? If you see guru is pleased with you. If guru is not pleased, then definitely Krishna is not pleased with you. Even in some cases, if even Krishna displeased with you, Guru can save you. But is Guru displeased with you, Krishna never give you shelter. Because his pure devotee is more dear to Krishna than the conditioned souls, than us. But if some other conditioned soul makes some offense feet of Krishna, still Guru is merciful. Guru can give shelter, still give shelter that conditioned soul. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there is example of Chota Haridas and Kala Krishnadas. One was under shelter of Nityananda, another was under shelter of Gauranga. Who was shelter of Nityananda? Kala Krishnadas. Kala Krishnadas was shelter under the Guru, Adi Guru Nityananda, the original Guru. He was under shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. He was associate of Nityananda. And Chota Haridas was under shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, associated Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in South Indian tour, who went with Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Kala Krishnadas. With request from Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu took Kala Krishnadas with him. And even in South India, with Bhattaharis, some tantric peoples, when he went there for Madhukari, for begging, and then the tantric peoples, they saw this young boy, very young and beautiful boy, then they saw him a young girl and some wealth. Told, you are a young man, young boy, and having such a beautiful feature, and you look so nice. Why are you wasting your life with this Baba? Why are you wasting your life with this Baba? Look, so nice, beautiful girl. The girls also trend up. Looks the beautiful girl means girls also started smiling. Look at the face of the girl, and we have so many. This house is ready for you. It's very nice, good house, and we'll give you some bank balance, some money. Come and stay with us. Give up the association of this useless sannyasi. What is this brahmachari life? Come and stay here. Even Kala Krishna was in association of whom? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This power of Maya, this is so attractive. Young women and wealth. This is the two weapon of Maya to attract a conditioned soul. So he went and go to Mahaprabhu that day, then he always thinking about this, what these people told me, this so nice, beautiful girl, and they gave me some wealth, nice place to stay. Actually, I am suffering here. He is. Even at night he was sleeping with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and he left. He left Gauranga Mahaprabhu. such a merciful incarnation of the Lord. And he left him and ran away to Bhattaharis. But because he was an associate of Nityananda and he has given shelter by him, Mahaprabhu could not leave him there. Personal next morning, personal Mahaprabhu being the omniscient, he went directly to the place. And he told Bhattaris, I am a sannyasi and you are also sannyasi. They are not actually sannyasi, but they wear cloth also like sannyasi. They will live with women, but they think they behave like sannyasis. So Mahaprabhu told, you have so many servants, you have house, everything, but I have only one servant. And that is also not my own person. Someone gave me this person to me. So this is my duty to return this person to that person to whom he belongs. So he belongs to Nityananda. Give me back my man. But Bhattaris become angry and come. Now he was thinking, they are throwing all the weapons, different tridents and some knives, some other types of weapons on Mahaprabhu. But these weapons are not coming to Mahaprabhu's body, but they are returned and just hitting the people, those who are throwing. So they became more fearful. Oh, we know some tantras, but this person maybe knows more than us. They run in fear. They left their home and they just run in fear. So who left there? Kala Krishna. Mahaprabhu just cut his sikha, grab him forcefully. You rascal, come. If you are my man, I just kick you out from here. I will reject you here. But you are given to me by Nityananda. So it is my duty to return him. So I have to take you up to Puri. Even he has did such a great mistake. Even he left association of Mahaprabhu. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu brought him up to Puri. And then he told Nityananda, then when the all devotees come to meet, and Nityananda was there, then Mahaprabhu told in front of all devotees, this person is given to me by Nityananda. And Nityananda told, he is a very nice brahmachari, he will serve you nice. And he did so many things, these mistakes he did with me. He behaved me in such a way in South India. So from today I have no relation with this person. I cut all my relations and I get back this man to whom he belongs, Nityananda. So hearing this, he started crying. Who? Kala Krishna was crying like anything. Mahaprabhu rejected him. But Nityananda was pacifying. Don't worry. I am giving shelter. You go and preach in Bengal. He engaged in Sankirtan to Kala Krishna. So that is merciful Nityananda. But what happened? His own associate, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's own associate, was Chota Haridas. Little mistake. He went to beg some rice from Madhavidasi. Madhavidasi, Bhagavad, you know all the stories. So I am not going all detail. Bhagavan Das invited Mahaprabhu for prasadam and he had not good quality rice in his house. So he sent Chota Haridas to Madhavidasi, who was such an advanced lady, even in advanced age also. And she is considered one of the intimate associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. 3.5. Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar, Sikhimaiti and sister of Sikhimaiti is Madhavidasi. Considered as the personal servant of Radharani in Radha Krishna's first time. She is so advanced lady. But still Chota Haridas went to bring some rice alone and just he brought some rice. He asked Madhavidasi, Bhagavan Acharya, send me to take some rice because Mahaprabhu was invited there. So she gave in a happy mood. Madhavidasi gave some rice, but they stand there and talk something secluded. Alone, they talk. Mahaprabhu knows everything. They talk something, they talk between them. Then he returned back with rice and gave to Bhagavan Acharya rice. Was cooked and Mahaprabhu came in time after taking bath in ocean. And seeing the quality of the rice and the fragrance coming from the rice, Mahaprabhu appreciated so much. Who brought this rice? Where did you get it? Such a good quality rice is offered to Krishna. Oh, Bhagavan Acharya, you are so fortunate today. Then he asked, who helped you to get this rice? He told her, actually my house is not such good quality rice. I sent, I brought this rice from Madhavidasi. Who brought them? Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas thinking that Mahaprabhu become happy that I went personally and bring rice. Mahaprabhu after hearing this become very grave. He did not tell anything. He honored Prasad. Then he left and come to his bhajan kutir, Gambhira, Kashi Mishra's house. And then he told Govinda, evening this Chota Haridas will come for singing. He was a good singer and every day he was reciting different prayers with Swaroopa Damodar for the pleasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, from today, my door is closed for Chota Haridas. Did not tell any reason. So when he came in evening, Mahaprabhu, Govinda told Chota Haridas, you are not allowed inside. Mahaprabhu told, no. He told, what is the reason? I don't know, I have no courage to ask the reason. Ask your secretary, he may be asked, who? Swaroopa Damodar may ask. Swaroopa Damodar Goswami went to ask, and Mahaprabhu told, Bairagi haiya kare stri sambhasana, dekhite napariyami tahara badana. A Bairagi, who has accepted this Bairagya life, this renounced life, and now he is in a secluded place, is talking to a woman. I cannot see his face. So Swaroopa Damodar, because maybe he did this mistake, this is not, this time he, please, Mahaprabhu told them no compromise in this case. Then next day the other devotees, Ramananda Raya, Bhasaram Bhattacharya, even including Nityananda Prabhu, all went personally. Asked Mahaprabhu, please excuse. This Chota Haridas, this is a little mistake, he will not do it, this same mistake again. Even Nityananda Prabhu, whatever he recommend to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu always listen. But this case, no, he reject. Then all devotees that thought, Paramananda Puri is disciple of Madhavendra Puri, incarnation of Uddhava. And Mahaprabhu gave so much respect to Paramananda Puri, being a godbrother of his spiritual master. So if he will send Paramananda Puri, he will tell, then Mahaprabhu will not reject. Because Chota Haridas was also fasting. 7 days passed away, he is fasting, not eating anything, sleeping and crying. Even Paramananda Puri came personally. Mahaprabhu just got up from his seat and gave him nice seat for sitting and paying obeisances, asked how he came, what can I, in which way I can serve you like this. And Paramananda Puri told, in this case of Chota Haridas, all the devotees, they just send me. Please excuse him. He will not make, Mahaprabhu just listening this much, then he told, Govinda, please bring my lota and my commandalu and danda, then let this place is no more for us. I am going to Alarnath, we may go to Alarnath, stay separate. Immediately become ready to leave the place. To no compromise. Bairagi haiya kare stri sambhasana, dekhite napariyami tahara badana. Mahaprabhu never compromised. So it is so, that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, jadi priti rakhivare chaha gaurangarasane, chota haridasa katha thake jena mane. If we want to get the favor of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then always remember this particular case of Chota Haridas. How Mahaprabhu is strict in this matter. Mahaprabhu never. Even if, so Paramananda pray to Mahaprabhu, no, please you excuse me. This is just I tell in behalf of all devotees. You are Swatantra Ishwar, you are God Himself. Whatever you decide, please stay, I am going leaving. Somehow that is pacify Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu not compromised. Chota Haridas stay for 1 year. So another devotees tell, maybe after some times Mahaprabhu may be pacified, stay. But after 1 year, he left Puri and came to Allahabad and committed suicide. But Mahaprabhu just rejected his materially in outward world, but in a spiritual body he was always serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because they saw when Mahaprabhu was visiting, going to the seashore sometimes, sound of Chota Haridas singing nice songs, everyone was hearing. But Mahaprabhu not compromise any to teach others. Because Chota Haridas was directly under his association or his direct, consider Gauranga Mahaprabhu is his own. He directly surrendered to Mahaprabhu. But another person, he did more serious offense. Who? But he was under shelter of Nityananda, he was protected. So that's why Guru or Vaishnava, they are more merciful than Krishna. It is always recommended to take shelter of Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalayo, Dasa, Dasanu, 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 Das. Always take shelter of Vaishnavas. They are more merciful. They can protect us. So that's why Prabhupada is this making his point. Just like the material life, the materialistic peoples, a husband cry for wife and wife cry for husband when they depart this material world. Similarly, a disciple must berate or he must cry for his disciple, but not simply outward cry. He must take the mission of his guru as life and soul of his life, and he try his best to spread the movement of his spiritual master. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes.
A devotee like Madhavendra Puri, his life achievement indicates he should go to Golok Vrindavan directly by getting a better Shakti than give Shakti to Satyidananda Shakti at the time of death. But unfortunately, I don't know whether it was a lila or what is some other thing. He has to suffer in the matter of defecating and urination. Defecating and urination, so that his disciples has to serve him in the last days. Why it happened? It should not happen. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he should directly go to the...
It is not Dhruva Maharaj. It is Radharani. Madhavendra Puri is feeling a separate vipralamo bhav. I question, I understand. Why he cry? Why he cries? The same thing you were asking,
he
like
Rama. Not crying. Why he suffers?
He is not suffering.
Bodily suffering.
He is not suffering. He is not suffering. Who telling suffering?
Then how?
If you come to the stage, you know whether you are suffering or enjoying. You are not in that stage. This is Mahabhava stage. Radharani was also crying day and night for Krishna. Even in Sakhis will take little curtain to see whether...
Now my point, Maharaj, whether...
You were thinking Madhavendra Puri was suffering in last days. He was not suffering. He was enjoying in Krishna Prem. There is different states. He has no consciousness of this body. He is out of the body consciousness. This is Samadhi stage. Then 24 hour in a day remembering Krishna. That is the goal of life. Always remember Krishna, never forgets him. Smartabhya satatam Vishnu, vismartabhya najat uchit. So that is stage. Madhavendra Puri is not suffering. Srila Prabhupada is not suffering, last days. You are thinking they are, we are material, those who are in material consciousness think they are suffering. They are completely with Krishna. Okay? This is always aspire. We cannot attend, this is not artificial, no one can attend that stage of Mahabhava stage of Radharani or Madhavendra Puri. This is divine stage. Okay? They are not suffering. Outwardly you are thinking suffering. We are considering their situation with our situation. This is the mistake. Okay, any question? Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I have heard many times this pastime of Chota Haridas Thakur. So Chota Haridas, actually Mahaprabhu means for little mistake of Chota Haridas, they rejected him and he committed suicide. So, in our case, how we should take this?
So that's why Srila Prabhupada, one time in Mayapur, when walking, Prabhupada was talking about this Chota Haridas case, then one sannyasi was walking, and he did some mistake in sannyasa ashram. So he just heard Prabhupada from this story, then he immediately come to the same, he did the same thing. Come to Allahabad, Prayag, and committed suicide, Vishnu Jan Swami. And Prabhupada, after that incident, he became very He became very serious. And that time he was writing purport in 8th canto, then he wrote that even someone fell down from his position, still he should not leave the association of Vaishnavas. He should not commit suicide. Prabhupada told, I am not Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or you are not like Chota Haridas. So devotee is more merciful. So we are under shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Okay? So we are under shelter of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is even more merciful than Nityananda. Okay? So we should not give up the association of Vaishnava. Don't we stay in Vaishnava association? Vaishnavas will protect you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I have read or heard somewhere that if someone cries after when the body dies, person dies for the departed soul, and the soul has to pick up the tears on the way going to his until.
I am not understanding what you are asking.
When a person dies,
The
relatives, they shed tears, and the departed soul has to pick up the tears after that, and he has to suffer for that. If the relatives cry for you.
Departed soul will suffer. Why departed soul will suffer?
No. He has to pick up the tears.
If the time of death, departed soul, he remember Krishna and left his body. Like here in King Malayadhaj, who has a pure devotee. And he was remembering Krishna in trance, he left his body. He went to Krishna Loka. So what is the question of taking reaction?
Soul has to.
No, we see soul has gone to the spiritual world. He attained Krishna Loka.
No. It's wrong.
Why he should take the reaction?
If one cries after that,
this crying in this material world, this is not the real crying. This is also all false crying. Just like in a village, some marriage function is in Bengal, Odisha, still is going on. So when this marriage function, the girl after getting married went to with his husband, father-in-law's house, and she also start crying sometimes falsely. And to his mother or sister and all these things, and sometimes cry. But that is not, this is all false cry.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.